Praise his name. You happy to be out tonight? Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, you're so precious to us. We're truly thankful. Lord, we look back through our lives, Lord, and see your hand guiding us and keeping us. Father, Lord, there's no words to express the grace we feel and the love, Lord, of what you've done for us. It goes beyond understanding, Lord, for we can't earn it, Lord, we can't deserve it, we can't pay for it, but your grace, Lord, through predestination, you saw us before a moon or a star, Lord, and you placed us here to hold the light in this area, Lord. Father, may we do our duty, Lord Jesus. Bless each and every one that's gathered here tonight. Strengthen us, encourage us. Lord, whatever you may have for us tonight, through your word, may you just feed us, Lord, is my prayer. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you'd like. And I'd like to turn our only believe books, the big books there. Amen. Let's start on page 185. Amen. So glad the Lord brought me out. Amen. I love this little song. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Page 668. Amen. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, I have life in my soul, for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, floods of for many are all our ways. Says Jesus, amen to my heart, amen. Oh, says Jesus, amen to my heart. Oh, says Jesus, amen to my heart. Oh, floods of joy for my soul, like the sea billows roll. Says Jesus, amen to my heart. That is steadfast and sure. This Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure. This Jesus came into my heart. Oh, says Jesus came into my heart. Oh, says Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy for my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, there's a light in the valley of death now for me. Since Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. And the gate of the city beyond I can see. Since Jesus came into my heart, amen. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, floods of joy for my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, oh, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy for my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Amen. Have you had that joy? Says Jesus, come in your heart. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's turn over a couple pages to 634. Just sing a little chorus there. Amen. I'm in this church. Are you part of that church? Amen. Not a building, saints. That one you're born into. Amen.
I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by his grace, not by my works, in this church, amen. I'm in this church, this glorious church. And when I'm born, no, I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by his grace, not by my works, in this church. I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join, no, I was born, I had a new birth. I'm glorious day, gonna sail away. I did not join till I was born, I had a new birth. Some glorious day, I'm gonna sail away. By his grace, not by my works, in this church. Hey.
a joy in your heart. You know you're part of that church. Hallelujah. Amen. Our loose pages there. Amen. Let's sing. Can you hear them coming, brother? What is it? Amen. Glorious church. Amen. Took me a minute to find it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's in there somewhere. There it is. Do you hear them coming? Amen.
Do you hear them coming, brother? Thronging up the steeps of life. Oh, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white. Oh, is the glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, 'tis the glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis the glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, 'tis the glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, do you hear the stirring and the filling all the earth and sky? 'Tis a grand victorious army lift its banner up on high. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. Oh, we shall triumph on the morrow. Even now our joy begins. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, wave the banner, shout his praise. Amen. Oh, for our victory is nigh. Oh, we shall join our conquering Savior. We shall reign with him on high.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle, washed in blood. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, 'tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood.
Amen. Are you part of that church? Amen. Oh, saints, that ought to put a joy in your heart, I'm telling you. Amen. Because you can't work your way into that. It's his grace. You see yourself there? It's his grace. Amen. He's so wonderful. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up again tonight? Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we're thankful we're part of that glorious church.
Oh,
yes. Lord. We all praise the glory for the Lord. Pray your blessed offering for the offender, amen. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm reading my love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh,
would you have a request for him tonight? Yes. Amen. Hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request tonight?
Gracious Lord, we're just so glad to be here tonight, Lord. And I got so glad to know, Lord, that I've been
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Lord. And when I can look back at my life, Lord, and see where you brought me from, Lord. God, and God, that my life, Lord, God, and you redeemed my soul, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Lord, help us just to surrender our everything to you, Lord. My God, that you might be our all in all, Lord, whatever you have for us, Lord. And pray tonight for the needs of the people, Lord. Yes. Every hand was raised, that you know the desire
Lord.
Was there. We pray, Father, you'd grant them, Lord. My God, according to thy divine will and purpose. And we pray tonight as the word comes forth, Lord. You'll anoint the messenger, Lord. And yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Did you have a song for that, Karen? Has anyone else got a song? Amen. We'd even help you sing it if you got one. Amen. Grace, you got one? I am blessed. Amen. Praise his holy name. Are you blessed tonight? Do you really feel that way? Hallelujah.
I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
Amen. Oh, it's grace. Hallelujah.
Oh, I am blessed. Oh,
privilege to be blessed. Yes. Amen. When you wake up in the morning to the time you lay your head down, can't you see where you're blessed? Amen. I'm so thankful for his blessings. Mercy and grace. Amen. Let's sing our little chorus, Only Believe, as we ask Brother Timothy to come to us this evening. Amen. Only believe. Believe his word. Only Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be here and just to feel your precious Holy Spirit and know you're here. And Lord, we just ask you to have your way this night, whatever you would have. And Lord, just let me be a mouthpiece. Lord, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to bring things, Lord, that would help someone. But Lord, through this lips of clay, I pray that somehow you'll be able to strengthen someone, help someone along the way. Lord, maybe cause us to want to press a little more, Lord, or climb a little higher, Lord, or just have a better outlook on what you've got for us, Lord, and what you're doing. Lord, your word is so precious. It is spirit and it is life, Lord. And, oh, when we turn back the pages and begin to read, Lord, what a stimulation, Lord, ought to burn within our hearts. Lord, we're so thankful for what you've done for us and what you're doing. And Lord, we just commit ourselves unto you for service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. I am blessed, saints. You know, amen. I was just dwelling on the things our pastor brought last Sunday. And, you know, and I wonder if I was to ask you how many had a trial this week. How many had a test? And could you honestly say, yeah, I had one? And maybe your hand would go up and say, and I'd say, did you fail that test? And you might say, yeah, I did. Or you might be able to say, but I had another one and I passed that one. But your desire, oh, I'm going to, next time that one comes, I'm going to pass it as well. Well, that's why you're standing. Just turn your Bibles with me. And just some very familiar scriptures. And I'm not sure, like I said, I just, oh my, just wants to stop and think what God is doing. Amen. You know, it's a serious time, but yet such a joyous time in the heart of the bride. Amen. And you know, the sun is getting hot and it's shining hot. And oh my, you feel that baking. But oh my, that little harvest grain right at the tail end when the old sun's shining and all the greenness has left it. Amen. And it's golden wheat's just hanging out there waiting for the combine. My, it's just waiting. Just watch it wave in the breeze, waiting. Amen. But oh, I pray we're seeing that. Amen. But this is 1 Peter in the 4th chapter, if you would. I'm sorry. And we're going to read there at the 12th verse. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. And as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. May the Lord bless me of his word. You may be seated. Amen. I'm not going to get into tests and trials. That's our pastor's message. But I just want to just stop and think of the joy that that we should be having now. As we see each test arise and we see each trial come our way. And you know, I want to turn to Hebrews, if you would, to the 11th chapter. And just read a scripture here. In Hebrews 11. Amen. And just want you to think tonight a little bit. You know, we go through this life. And in life in itself, as our pastor has been talking of, just life. Just everyday living. And
all the things that come your way, and so much Satan is just there to pour out in abundance things, and along the way to keep you so distracted and your mind away from what God's trying to do. And very few things will you see going through a day that is an encouragement, basically, to your faith. We live in a world where as you walk down the streets, you feel like you walk all alone sometimes. And we're so different, and you feel so different when you maybe sit down to lunch with some stranger and you begin to eat lunch, and you have nothing to talk about really in common as far as the things they like to talk about. And maybe you feel kind of a little bit strange. But oh my, as you go through the days, and maybe a test and trial arises. And you say, oh, a test and a trial arose, and that gave me something to rejoice about. That caused me to get happy. But I want you to think of this here. This is in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Read that fifth verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But I want you to think of Enoch. And I want you to think of the excitement that had to have been in his heart when he could see situations. And I'm sure he could look around him and see somebody else that was not obeying the word. But he could look at his own life that God had said, you do this. And he could look at his testimony and say, I'm obeying and I'm doing that. I see that coming forth in my life. And what a jubilant that must have been in Enoch's heart. Can you just imagine as he walked through the day, I'm sure he was talking to the Lord, and that was upon his mind. Lord, I've obeyed you today. Lord, I've done everything. Lord, I look at my life. Lord, nothing's left unturned. And he knew he had that testimony that he pleased God. Amen. And oh my, as we bring it over to our day, that little bride. God said he would have a bride that would not fail. He said he tried Eve and she failed him. But oh my, he seen down through time he would have this little bride that would be just so much like him, so much in tune with him, that it would be him exactly expressed. And you know, I just wonder, as he even said in John, when he said, in that day you're going to know that I was in the Father, and the Father was in me, and I in you. And he said all that was in God he poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ he poured into that church. Yeah, a true born-again person. And you know, as we go through life, you often think of that little piece of the grain. And you can actually bring it to human life. So many don't like to accept the changing of the soul, but when you was born, did anybody have to teach you to lie? Nobody had to teach you to lie. Nobody had to teach you to steal or to do little things that got you in trouble. Nobody had to teach you. It just comes. But oh my, just bring it over to the other side. When that Spirit of God comes on the inside, nobody has to take that nature and force it to live right. Nobody has to try to teach that nature. You shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, when he comes, he's going to teach you. But by the hearing of the word, you'll be renewed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you will prove what is that good and acceptable will. But oh my, as our brother has been bringing the word, am I struggling to try to do right? Where do I find myself? It's just, as that word comes, it's just so easy, as it's often been explained, like an automatic transmission. It just shifts into gear, and it just lives. Amen. And it expresses itself. Amen. But this is what should bring the joy in our hearts, saints. Amen. This is why I should be happy. If I seen I had tests this week, and I seen I passed them, and I seen overcoming in my life, I can't do that in myself. You can't do that in yourself. It took God to do the overcoming. But if I'm not seeing overcoming, then it's time to be worried and concerned and run while there's still time to change it around. But do we truly, is that our full desire to be that? To truly just dig in with all that's in us And let my life be such an expression of Jesus Christ. Or is it just something that I don't think about and it's not gone? I don't care that I'm grouchy. I don't care if I'm grumpy. I don't care if I hurt somebody's feelings. I don't care about this, that, and the other. I don't care if they don't see no joy in my heart. I don't care if they can't pull virtue from me. But oh, there ought to be such a love in our hearts and a joy and a peace as we walk through this life that it should just run off of us like honey. A salt is salty. I don't care where you put it. There's a salt that comes with it. And anybody who gets around it, they can, you get a lick of that. Oh, it's just so salty. And that's how our lives should be, so full of Jesus Christ. It's not an expression of what we say. We've all said we're Christians. We all go to church. And everybody that knows us probably knows we go to church. But we went to church for years. And a lot of years we weren't Christians. A lot of years we weren't people that was salty. We weren't a people that expressed what we believed. But oh my, now we've been given an opportunity. God, through His mercy and grace, has called a people all over this earth, but He's given them a chance to take His word, and it's been brought back into their minds and into their hearts in such a way and poured out to them. Amen. That oh my, they're given an opportunity to see a reality of a truth that God sent to that little bride. Hallelujah. And He wanted her to be just so. Hey, man, let me see here in the message. Hey, man. I believe it was in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Hey, man. Hallelujah. But saints, it's got to be our desire, our whole life. Noah. When God told him to build that boat, he began to build that boat, and that became his sole objective. That was his goal in life, was to build that boat and to get it done because the end of the world was coming. Amen. And it's coming again just the same way. And that's, amen, God is crying out to his little bride, you've got to be ready. Amen. You've got to be ready. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. But are we getting ready? But I want you, let's see here. Amen. Glory. But oh my, Jesus came on the scene. And when he did, he did everything. He was so expressed. He was God in flesh. But he expressed everything that God wanted to express through him. And there wasn't nothing left undone. Amen. You know, you couldn't point a finger at him. He was so right there in tune with God. As he walked through the shore when the test come, he passed it. As he walked the shores of Galilee, people thronged him, wanting to pull from him. And saints, it's not today we're not looking for great miracles and great signs and wonders. God sent those for a purpose. But oh my, he also, what he was looking for. This is in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, page 63, 475. We'll start on 62, 474. That's God's great mystery of love expressed, that God and man became one. The whole thing, we've all heard this. Just let's read it and draw from it. God and man was one, and then God and man is one here, see? Being filled with the Holy Spirit, him having the preeminence, that was God's achievement. That's God's purpose to do that, that he might be in Christ, and Christ in us, and all of us together, one. The Holy Spirit, the same thing it revealed it to Christ, reveals it here. The supernatural creative power, oh my. The same God that could say that to Moses, let there come frogs. The same one that could stand up there and let this water be turned to wine. Amen. He's the same God. He just don't change. It's God in man, and that's his manifestation. And that's what he's revealing. What's he trying to do? God's own word is revealing and showing that man cannot create. God is the creator. It ain't man no more. Man can't overcome. Man can't live this life. Brother Branham told us this is a life you can't live yourself. Amen. You can't live pleasing to God. You can't love disappearing. None of these things is capable of the human being. You can't bring this body under subjection. The Bible says no man can tame the tongue. But oh, the Holy Ghost inside can. Amen. It can stop every aspect of this body and bring it subject to God's word. And that's what God's looking for, that his life, his spirit, the exact same spirit, he can prove again that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why? Amen. He had Moses in his hand. And what he said, Moses done. Noah was in his hand. What he told Noah to do, Noah did. Daniel, what God said, it happened. Daniel fulfilled it. All the way up through the scriptures, you watch each and every one that God used or imparted his spirit to. Oh my, they've done exactly what they were instructed to do. Amen. And it'll be no different today with that little bride of Jesus Christ. As that instruction comes forth, that's what makes Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you watch that body come subject to that word, it don't matter how many people say it's not right. That portion you don't need to listen to. That portion don't fit. That's for another time. But you watch in that genuine elected of God, that predestinated seed, you watch it bring forth after its time. Right down the line, you watch it flow right in continuity with God's word and go marching on. Amen. Oh my. He just don't change. It's God and man. That's his manifestation, and that's what he's revealing. That's what he's trying to do. God's own word revealing it. It shows that man cannot create. God is the creator. Going home to heaven, live with him, never. God expresses eternal love to the church. Listen and listen close now. I want you to not fail to get this. No other church, no other sign, no other fellowship, no other government, no other testimony, no other creed, no denomination has accepted outside of this. And saints, we must bear in mind and make sure, just because I go to a church that believes all the truth, they preach all the truth, that's not enough. We don't have no creeds. That's not enough. For you as an individual, it's got to be inside living and manifesting through you that you have no creeds. You have no doctrines. That it's Jesus Christ and in you become one. That he's manifested himself, not your personality, but his personality. Amen. The person of Jesus Christ. That divine nature living on the inside. Amen. He says, then God accepts nothing else but Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only thing that God recognized, no fellowship, no denomination, no nothing. Everything else is dead. It's fragments. And it has to be cut off and pruned away from the thing that Christ might live with preeminence is in you. Not referring back. I got one laying here. It says, my organization. He must have had a note that said, well, my organization. And he says, that's got to be cut off too. I've got so-and-so here. And this says this. And my mother will tell me I'm a holy roller. And that's got to be cut off too. Well, I know my husband wants me to wear these shorts. That's got to be cut off. It's got to be cut off and pruned till there's just you and Christ alone. But think, by the living presence of the living Christ, by the living word, a living Christ and a living presence and a living word, watch, by his personal vindication, he proves his church and he proves all his word. He's here to prove that there is a person, a young person, an old person, a middle-aged person, a man, a woman, a child. He's here to prove that through this generation that there is someone that he can express himself to a T through and prove that he is alive. Oh my. Oh glory. Saints, so many people. It's wonderful to see someone raised from the dead. And you know, we heard there was a brother raised. They prayed for him at Jeffersonville and he was raised. And it's wonderful. But the scripture plainly tells us we can't base our faith on raising the dead. We can't base our faith on, I performed a miracle. I had a vision. I had a dream. None of that's good enough. But it's got to be the pure word living 100% in my life. And oh my, when you get to see that God has placed you under the precious Holy Spirit and in the word to where that's what the Holy Spirit is talking to your heart.
Amen.
We could, our pastor could get up and preach on the gifts. And you know, we could be just like the last day of Pentecost. Every one of us in here could be speaking in tongues. But that ain't going to get us nowhere. Every one of us could jump and dance in the Spirit, run up and down the church and jump across the pews. And oh, it would feel wonderful. And oh, it might be great. And it might catch somebody's attention for while we were in here. But oh my, when you get back out that door and you can't live the life, oh my, it's all not. Our testimony's gone. There's nothing there. But oh, but when someone can look at you every day of your life and see that sweetness of the Holy Spirit, somebody really revile against you and your mouth's closed and you don't say a word. With sweetness and kindness, you return good for evil. When they see all of this precious word, when they see a wife that's just so in love with her husband, she don't open her mouth. She's submissive and she's right there. When they see a husband that truly loves his wife, and takes care of his family. And he's there to nurture his children along and do all the things that the Bible says. It's everyday life. If God put us here, it's not like we're some going to be, you know, oftentimes people get in their mind that it's, oh, we're going to be this raised up thing. But he was here to prove that through you, a people, an everyday normal people, that he could do his work that he wanted to do.
Amen.
Here in, this is, amen. Here in Christ's Mystery of God Revealed, page 60, Jesus wasn't a great theologian. He was a common peasant, a carpenter's son, so-called, and he walked around. But God said, he said, some of you show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifested. You may never hear a peep out of someone, maybe a little old housewife that never opens her mouth, just goes about her business, does her things, takes care of her family at home, and but, oh, everything is right in tune with God's word. Everything, she's right there.
Amen.
And God's being glorified. And he's saying, look there, I got the preeminence. Oh, that one's mine. She's doing just what I told her to do.
Amen.
Or it might be a man. He just goes to his job every day, and he does his job, and he comes home. Oh, just so sweet. Maybe he had a rough day, and he could still come through the door, and it's just peace and quiet, gentleness. Oh, my God, being glorified, because why? He said he would take the human nature and it would be gone. It would be him living in control, bringing everything of this body under subjection. Some of you should, and I haven't manifest, so the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. That day you'll know that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and I in you, and you in me. There you go, marching on to Zion to where the kingdom. At that day, you will know that I am in you.
Yes.
And watch here. It's beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Now, everybody, you people on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you hear it, now listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Jesus said, see, now watch. The Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And that same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father sent me and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You'll live by that Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that and preach now for about a couple of hours. See how that we notice that the Father has sent me and he went with him. And oh my, how we should be so thankful. As we sang the little song, I am blessed.
Amen.
When you can see that God is literally.
Glory.
You say, oh, but we don't have great healing services. Oh, well, this may not be going on. And it just seems like every time we go to church, the word just comes hot and hard. And oh, you know, that they. But that's what God's doing. God knew. There was a stage when that wheat needed all of the rain it could get. And it needed all that moisture. But as it grows, there's a time where that moisture cuts back and the old sun just begins to be down on it. And it's drawing and it's pulling. And oh my saints, it's right before the harvest and you can see that's where we're standing. And how thankful you should be if you can see the Holy Spirit dealing with your heart and drawing you to a place to where you can have that same testimony Enoch had. I know what the word's requiring in this day. I know what God's requiring of that little bride, and I'm watching my life and I see I'm backing it up. I see God coming in and I see he's overcoming through me. I see that's gone. It's history. It's no more. But I, and every day it's more and more.
Amen.
And oh my, we may look and still see we got a long way to go.
Amen.
But if I can see that every day it's one more step and one more step and never a stalemate, I'm the same person I was 30 years ago as our brother was talking about Sunday. But if I see that steady climb,
Amen.
Oh, how great and happy I ought to be.
Amen.
To know that I'm going to leave this earth. Oh my, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you,
Amen.
It'll quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Not only just down here, it'll make you happy, it'll make you sing, it'll make you rejoice, but it'll quicken you to that word.
Amen.
You'll toe the mark, and one of these days it'll quicken you to the very thing that God has revealed to you.
Yes.
It's here. Amen, I'm taking you home.
Amen.
And oh my, it'll catch you right off of this earth. Oh my, that rapture. Oh my, we're just going to drop this robe of flesh. That thing that's down on the inside is not going to change. That little soul of God that's been growing and nurturing, it's not going to change. It's just going to change bodies.
Amen.
Amen. And oh, in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
But oh, do we realize that that's all that's going to change? We've heard it preached, and we've heard that, but is it really a revelation to me that what I am here is what I'm going to be there? Oh my, I pray it sinks in deep, saints. Oh my, it's got to be exact. And we got to see that down to the letter. Amen. Oh my. But it makes me happy. Amen. You know, what a joy there ought to be. Oh my, saints, when you can look and you see where we've come from. And you see where God has taken you. And you can see the steps along the way that didn't seem. You just maybe... this day you was just, something was just so wrong in your life and you didn't know where to turn. And you didn't know what you was going to do next. But then God comes along and he turns your steps. Yeah. And he puts you in the right direction. And then maybe something else comes up and you just, oh, I don't know. Yes. And then God comes in another channel and he moves you. And he just keeps moving you and pushing you. Amen. Sometimes at the bleakest hour when things look like it can't get any worse, God will step on the scene and move on your behalf.
Amen.
God knows all about it. You know, sometimes someone may get to where they don't have enough wealth. Maybe they're just struggling from day to day to make ends meet. Sometimes we don't realize that that's what God uses to get some of our attentions. Because if we had all the money we needed and we had all the car we needed, would we ever be at church? Or would we be out driving somewhere and doing something else? But God knows what it takes for each individual in a special time to set them down where he needs them to be. And if he needs your car to break down so you've got to set in one spot, he'll do it.
Amen.
Whatever it takes, God knows. And he knows what it takes to nurture us and to guide us.
Amen.
And oh my, how great we ought to be when you can look and you can see that God is controlling your life.
Amen.
When you can see that he's making provision for you. He said, they're in the palm of my hand and no man will pluck them from them.
Amen.
Oh my, and when he said, no man can come to me unless the Father draws me. And then I see that there was a drawing in my heart, and then I see the response, and I see the overcoming start. What an excitement and a shout ought to be in my heart.
Amen.
I might be 80, I might be 10, it don't matter, but if I can see God has called me and he's using me for a purpose, and he's set me out there, how ought to be like that little grain of wheat and just step back and wave with the wind and let it blow through. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my, saints, I think about the day of Pentecost. When they were in that upper room in one mind and one accord, they'd focused everything else out. They'd got rid of their ideas at the time, and they'd focused in on one thing. He said to come here and tarry.
Amen.
He said to come here and tarry, and he would wait, and we'd be endued with power on high. But oh, they focused everything else out, and they was focused to that one objective. And God met them. He came right where they were.
Amen.
And oh my, when we'll let this totally become and lay everything else aside to where this is all I care about in life. This is why I'm here. This is my purpose.
Yes.
Oh, that God would be glorified. But oh, what a joy it ought to cause in our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, my. That's why I'm blessed. Saints, I see what God's done. I see what he's doing.
Yes.
And I pray each one of you can. It's sometimes the word comes and it's just, you know, sometimes you just, oh, Lord, what have I been doing? Lord, why didn't I see that before? Why didn't that mean nothing to me? But it's got to be revealed.
Amen.
Till it's revealed, it doesn't have any importance.
Amen.
You know, it's like, we'll just use a television. I can tell you should throw a television out of your home. And Brother Branham says he'd take it out and shoot it with a shotgun. But until it's revealed to you the purpose behind shooting that thing and that what it's doing to you, it just becomes, well, we don't have television. But yet you might still go get all kinds of movies. Or you might go get all of this, or internet, and we got all of these things, and we bring it in. But we don't stop to think why we got rid of the TV.
Amen.
We just did it because the church said we do. We don't have that. But oh, when it's revealed, it ain't no trouble. You just watch it, whoop, it just moves right out the door.
Amen.
And that's the same way it is with any of God's word. When it's truly revealed, you watch it. That little seed, it'll just, whoop, it just moves off.
Amen.
And watch the growth come. It isn't a struggle. It isn't a fight to pull back. If I've got to fight and struggle with something, it's not been revealed to me.
Amen.
But oh, when it's revealed, it just becomes so automatic, so in tune.
Yes.
That little seed will reproduce itself because it was predestinated to.
Amen.
And it had a life within itself to reproduce. And oh my, when you can look and see that that life's been placed in you to reproduce Christ,
yes,
how happy you ought to be. Amen. You sisters can come to the instrument.
Gracious,
amen. You know, we could go on all night with some of these things. But oh Lord, where is there a zeal in my heart? Am I burning? Is that my cry? Does it mean that much to me when I see a test arise and I overcome it? Do I think, Lord, that's one step closer to home?
Yes,
or do I never even think about my test and trials? Oh, it's just, but look what God is doing.
Amen.
And that's why the tests have to come. And that's why he said rejoice.
Amen.
Rejoice if you see it, because if you're not having no test, Satan's already got you. He ain't worried about you. But oh my, when you can see all those things rise up, and sometimes it may seem like one day you can't get turned around without something else.
Amen.
But oh my, God knows.
Amen.
He's child training. He's working.
Hallelujah.
And one day, it won't be long, he's going to give that checkbook.
Yes.
Oh my, and to know, to be able to stand with that in your heart, knowing.
Yeah.
Jesus knew who he was, and he could stand there. And he could look at the scriptures, and he could look at his life, and he knew he was living what was spoken of him. And that little bride can do the same thing when she can look and say, that's me.
Amen.
That's me. Everything. There's nothing here. No condemnation.
Amen.
If your heart condemns you not, ask what you will and it shall be given you.
Yes.
No condemnation. But oh my, that's why the word has to come. It's why it's burning out all those things.
Amen.
Oh my, and how it ought to just rejuvenate you to see that God cares enough. To bring it to your attention when you're in something that's wrong.
Yes.
He could let you go. He could just let you run on down the falls. But he's not. He's right there every day.
Yes.
Son, that ain't right. You've got to straighten this up. That's got to be turned around.
Amen.
But oh my, what's our attitude towards it? What's my motive and objective?
Yes.
Or don't I really care? I'll just always be this way. I'll always be. There's no change in me. I'm the same person I've always been. But oh my, may it be burning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, set me on fire. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Let us, every aspect of my life be to the word. And everything be just like you. Oh my.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. I don't know. Just a few words. Amen.
Amen.
But some things that just burning on my heart. You know, just stop and think, saints. Just open up the Bible. Go to John and just open it up. And start to read. And read John the 14th chapter. And then just look at all the promises God has given us.
Amen.
And just go on through Romans and just keep on reading.
Yes.
And look at what that little bride can be and what she will be.
Amen.
Oh my, saints, and we're getting close. Hallelujah.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else to... You're happy for what God's doing for you? Is there something that you... Can you see God moving? I mean, can you... You know, I often wonder if he... And it's been said many times. But I wonder if he was to really come down and walk through the building. Or if you was to see that pillar of fire show up over the pulpit. Or maybe up on the wall. I wonder if it would change the way we worship any. Or the way we praise any. Or am I content that I'm giving it my all, Lord? But would it make a difference if he really stood here where you could know he was standing here looking at you and knew he was standing there? But he is. He's here.
Amen.
Amen. I love him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Saints,
glory.
I don't know. Has anyone got a song on your heart? Something you want to sing? Anything? I know it was short. I held you long the last time. But just pray that somehow, saints, we can see that God is moving.
Oh, my.
And it's... You're never going to see a building full of people make this rapture. It's going to be an individual affair.
Amen.
It's Christ in you, an individual.
Yes.
I'll take one, I'm going to leave one. But someone's going to leave.
Amen.
And that someone, I've got to be determined, is going to be me.
Amen.
It's going to be you. This is my calling.
Amen.
But oh my, am I, oh, is it just right there? Or am I just content? We just go to church. Someday I'll get old. Someday I'll die. Someday I'm young. I'll get there. Oh my. None of us have any guarantee on life.
Amen.
But oh my, I want to live every day to its fullest.
Amen.
That I was what he wanted me to be.
Glory.
And that I lived that day with a joy in my heart for the Lord.
Amen.
And that, oh my, it's too near home
yes.
to turn back now. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. It's in the... In the book, I can't see. There's a See the bright light shine. I don't know what page it's on. I think it's... Amen. Hallelujah. There's a light in the window, a table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river. Oh, I must be near forever. I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. Second verse, but oh, saints, it's so bright. Amen. May we press. Don't give up and don't be weary in well doing. Oh, my, it's just over the next hill. We could be home. Oh, my, you just, when we'll truly give it our all, and it really means more to us than anything else in life. I might be young and have a lot of ambitions, but they can't take the place of this. This should be the first and foremost love in our heart, as our brother read not too many services ago. I might be old and have some ambitions I'm trying to accomplish in my retirement or something. But oh, this should be the first and foremost. Oh, my saints. Hallelujah. I love him. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
I see the bright light shine. It's just about home time, and I can see the Father standing at the door. The world's in the wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance, and I'm just been this homesick before. Amen.
Getting homesick? Are you loving the appearing of the Lord? Amen. A lot of good things said there. Amen. I hope you really think really good about by faith. Enoch was translated. And remember, what was that translation? The type of the bride, the type of the going in the rapture. And had this what? Testimony that we please God. And how can we know if we please God if we're not pleasing Him? If we're not pleasing Him, we know we're not. So we can't have that testimony. But what's all this word doing? Even like the tests and trials. Passing our tests and trials. If we know we're passing it, we're pleasing God. If we know we're failing it, we know we're not pleasing God. And we may think, oh, them hard messages coming in really hot and everything. You may think, oh, I'm getting tired of this and I can't take that and all that. But just remember what it's doing for us. Amen. It's cleaning everything out. So I know I'm pleasing God. Amen. And then you too can have that testimony just before your translation. Just before the rapture. You know you please God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. A lot of wonderful things in that. Amen. Think about it, what he read and what he said on those things. Amen. I thank God for the chipping. I thank God for the pushing all the sin out, pushing all the greenness out, getting us ready for that great catching away. Amen. I want to please Him, saints. I want to do everything. And just think about the simplicity, even thinking about that scripture with, again, being exact. Everything exact. Everything exact. When you know you're exactly in that word, amen. Your testimony's burning. I please God. Why? God's revealed it to you. You see the plan of God, and you can follow the plan of God and do everything He says to do. I love that. Amen. And I want to be, and I'm sure you do too, want to be just exactly like him.
Yes.
Amen. Walking in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, doing everything he done, walking the light, the beautiful light. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the word we've heard this evening, and we're just appreciative to see the great time and hour and what's taking place. It's just so glorious. And we realize, Lord, that there's no doubt many, many people that would not like hearing things, Lord, that we listen to here and what we read out of the Scripture and the precious prophets' messages. And, Lord, and to cause it to come right down into our own home, our own life, and bring out all the sin in our life and anything that wouldn't be like you would want us to be. And many a people wouldn't like that, Lord. And there's been many people, Lord, walk through this building that didn't like that. And, Father, they never came back. They didn't want nothing to do with it. But, Lord Jesus, I'm so thankful for those that you put that desire and hunger in their heart to be what you want them to be. And Lord, it's not following a man and not following any kind of a rule, but, Lord, it's following the Word of God. And, Father, that's what we always want to do, is follow that Word. Follow Jesus Christ, that anointed Word of the hour. Bless us now, Lord, as we leave this little place. Truly, may we meditate upon your Word all through the day and all through our life. And, Father, just make sure we're making time for you in our life. Because as our brother mentioned, there's so many things in this life that is trying to distract us, trying to take our heart and our minds away from you. But, oh God, may the love of Jesus Christ be burning in our heart much greater than the things of the world. Bless us now, Lord. Keep us in your care. And bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, giving you the glory and the honor. And, Father, come hungry again for your word. In your precious, wonderful name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
Let's sing it, a little chorus, an old chorus, but let's sing it. Let's walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around me by day and by night.
Amen.
Oh, walk in the light. Let's get it down. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of one more. Amen. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. You want to walk in that? Just keep right on walking in it. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord.